I don't know about you, but this pandemic has me pooped. Some of us are still working, and while we're grateful for the financial security, we're not sure how long the paychecks will keep coming. We're worried for those who are not able to stay home because they're putting themselves at risk, and yet we're grateful because they are providing essential services so that others of us can continue to eat and get our cars repaired and receive news reports and keep the electricity and the internet going. I'm grateful for the plumber and the septic guys and Taylor and Mark who made some necessary repairs at the Parsonage this week. And even though I did something I rarely get the chance to do, I thanked them with carrot cake cupcakes, I was fully aware of the risks we were all taking because I brought hand sanitizer out with me too. I have yet to find anyone who is truly bored. As many folks have children at home, they're trying to help keep up with schoolwork, or they're caring for older parents and trying to keep them from going out. Quite the twist there, and it's easier said than done in most cases. Or folks are working from home, or they're helping neighbors, even when they are part of the vulnerable group. When we look at our list of friends, family, and neighbors to keep up with, the list keeps growing, and some have even found themselves reaching out to people they haven't kept in touch with for years. The phone lines have been busy, and even my cell phone company gave its customers 15 free gigs of data to be used by April 30th to help people get the support they need from those they love. One of the local radio stations is offering up free advertising space on their website and over the air to companies and restaurants who are still open, serving customers at the curbside, offering takeout or valet services, and helping on the front lines in the healthcare industry, from technicians to CNAs to nurses and doctors. It's exhausting to be in this unfamiliar land. Our bones are tired. The scripture passage we have from Ezekiel was a prophecy offered to Israel while they were in exile in Babylonia. These people were literally in unfamiliar territory. The first deportation included the most influential people of Israel, the priests, the young and the strong, some of the nobility, the wealthy and the educated. The temple was destroyed, and the remaining people were left to fend for themselves. The Israelites felt abandoned by their God, maybe like they were being punished by their God. Their most sacred symbols had been destroyed or defiled, and they were expected to assimilate into Babylonian culture. In our tradition today, we are clear in our belief that God does not cause disease and destruction, because God is a God of creation and love, mercy, and forgiveness. But we are living through a time when we too are feeling lonely and isolated, as though our sacred symbols, things like gathering at church or gathering for birthday parties or playing on playgrounds with our friends, these things have been taken away from us. But there's a very significant difference here. We are making choices to give up these gatherings because we want to keep each other safe and healthy. This is how we love our neighbor. We know that the church is not just a building. The church is not made with brick and mortar, wood and nails. The church is made up of people who have decided to follow Jesus, to show our love for God through our love for neighbors. We're very aware that the mainline church has been on a decline for decades, and we've tried everything we know to bring it back to what it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. But perhaps one of the miracles God is bringing out of this trial might be breathing new life into God's church, breathing new life into dry bones. The challenge for those of us who've been here a while is that the things gaining the interest of people who've left the church or never felt drawn to it in the first place are things we've been forced to try for the first time, That is, things we don't know. We are spending time and energy creating an online presence, live streaming services, inviting people to do something at a time when they might have some time or are looking for some meaningful action they can take. College students home from school are offering to get groceries and run errands for neighbors. People are starting walking and creativity groups on Facebook so that we can stay physically and emotionally healthy. We are looking for meaningful connection, something we took for granted when we could go where we wanted, when we wanted. And we're being forced to find new ways to make those connections. God is breathing life into dry bones, and we have been commanded, like Ezekiel, to command these bones to rise. Then we will see the fruit that will come from these seeds we've planted and that God will nourish. You know, Maine is one of the least churched states in the Union, meaning most of our citizens do not consider themselves belonging to any religion. Yet we have had more hits on our Facebook page in the last 2 weeks than ever before. Our live stream last week reached over 200 people and got nearly as many views. That is good news. God news. So I'll say again, we have the power and the opportunity to command these dry bones to rise, to be a part of God bringing resurrection to the church again. Revivals have happened throughout the last 2,000 years, and I believe that another real revival is on its way if we are only willing to keep traveling down unfamiliar paths in unfamiliar lands. God is always with us. Christ is leading us. So fear not, and thanks be to God. Amen.